AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donoghue. Canada's new prime minister is in Washington meeting with President Obama, talking about, among other things, American politics. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
Before coming here, Justin Trudeau joked Americans worried about a Donald Trump as president would be welcome in Canada. But at a news conference in the Rose Garden, he was more serious and diplomatic.
I have tremendous confidence in the American people and look forward to working with whomever they choose to send to this White House.
Plus added, the president vowing to flee northward has a bipartisan pedigree.
When there was the possibility that I might be reelected, there were folks who were threatening to go to Canada as well.
After all, he says both America and Canada are nations of immigrants. Mark Smith at the White House.
The president also talked about the search for a new Supreme Court justice. He hopes Republicans will relent and give his nominee a hearing.
My hope is that cooler heads will prevail and people will reflect on what's at stake here once a nomination is made.
The president did not say when he would reveal his choice to succeed the late Justice Antonin Scalia. For a second day, people are filing past Nancy Reagan's coffin at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. The private funeral for the former First Lady will be held tomorrow. Two gunmen are still at large outside of Pittsburgh.
I heard at least 20 shots. My mom said she heard it up top of the hill. Then I started walking further, then I heard six more shots.
That woman lives near the scene of a cookout where five people were shot and killed. Prosecutors say the two gunmen worked as a team and one or two of the victims were targeted. Nearly 3 million boxes of Stouffer's lasagna, DiGiorno pizza, and Lean Cuisine meals are being recalled. Pieces of glass have been found. They were sold by Nestle, who says no injuries have been reported. Lawmakers in California voted to raise the smoking age in that state from 18 to 21. Wall Street, the Dow is down 40 points. This is AP Radio News. The Senate Armed Services Committee confirmed the first openly gay leader of a U.S. military service. It's not clear when the full Senate will take up Eric Fanning's nomination to be the next Army Secretary. The Pentagon says the Islamic State group's chemical weapons leader, captured last month, has been transferred to the control of the Iraqi government. Spokesman Peter Cook says weeks of questioning paid off.
The information has resulted in multiple coalition airstrikes that have disrupted and degraded ISIL's ability to produce chemical weapons and will continue to inform our operations into the future.
Desperate migrants are piling up in Greece near a closed border crossing to Macedonia. Maba Balush with the UN says there are about 12,000 people at that camp.
When you think it cannot get worse, it does. And you have seen people sleeping in the night in the water.
Long lines have formed at the camp for food and water. I'm Ed Donoghue, AP Radio News.